Chihuahua.
And it is time, that time of the day where everyone gets excited because it is the Zoo Report. It's fantastic. And we have the final Zoo Report, and I had to decide what kind of Zoo Report we're doing. So we're doing something cute, something relaxed, you know.
I can see Tab was just woken up. Like, he was like sleepy this whole time, and now he's just up.
He's in there.
All fresh.
So, you know, we have a problem in South Africa of people breaking into places, you know, a bit of crime. And it turns out that if you are in New Zealand, that this can be a problem as well.
Okay.
Except you don't have to worry about crime from people. The real problem is crime from penguins.
What?
Yeah, New Zealand Wellington has returned two penguins to their natural habitat after they refused to leave a sushi store in a mall. They have been branded the waddling vagrants and actually have been removed once before. The two little penguins broke into the sushi stall in the busiest railway station in Wellington, on a seaside city on the southern tip of New Zealand's North Island. They were lured away from the sushi place with what else? Salmon, and they were returned to the water. They had to apparently return another little blue penguin to the ocean after it was found loitering in the city center. On Monday, they actually received these calls of these two penguins nesting between the sushi store, and they captured them and released them. And then they were back again a couple of hours later. So once they were removed to the waterfront, wildlife officers sealed up the sushi store crevices to ensure the penguins wouldn't attempt to restore their nest. Little blue penguins, also known as fairy penguins, are the smallest species of penguin, with an average height of just 25 centimeters and an average weight of 1 kilogram. They're native to New Zealand and relatively common in Wellington, where they were listed as an at-risk species, with dogs considered their main threat. So next time you're eating sushi, watch out. Don't step on the penguin.
So it's only the sushi shop that was in trouble.
Just the sushi shop.
So clearly they were after the sushi. They wanted to eat the sushi, and they were like, well, these humans aren't going to be the only ones that are eating the sushi.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone likes a good piece of sushi. Yeah, who else knows what tastes like raw fish other than a penguin?
Yeah, I wonder.
What does penguin eat?
Fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
So they wanted a processed one.
Well, technically, sushi is raw. They just wanted the rice aspect.
Exactly.
A little bit of that wasabi, you know,
wasabi,
to keep things
ginger,
going.
You know, they just... they just wanted to be fancy, guys. Imagine.
I find it very strange. And if I was an insurance company and this owner comes to me and say, this is the situation, penguins broke into my shop, I'd be like, you are the most useless and non-creative ever person to fake insurance money.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. So there we go. Penguins, you gotta watch out for them. You never know when they might be breaking into your local sushi shop.